ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Seeking sanctuary from a sanctuary state. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A city in California finalizes its plan to opt out of a sanctuary state law. Amid protests in Los Alamitos last night, Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Well, Dave, that unrest came from a 4-1 vote by the Los Alamitos City Council to opt out of the state law. The vote followed a tense 5-hour debate, and that was the required second reading of that ordinance. This woman says she supports it.
Crimes committed on my property by an illegal immigrant, and he was released.
Well, the one councilman who voted against it said the council has no legal authority to approve that ordinance and that it will open up the city to lawsuits. The ACLU has already threatened the city with legal action, saying it is a violation of the city's obligation to follow a state law, Dave.
Italian President Trump's just tweeted about California Governor Jerry Brown, accusing the Democrat of not looking for safety and security along the Mexican border. Brown last week joined the Republican governors of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, agreeing to send National Guard troops, but Brown refuses to let them take part in any mission to stop illegal immigration. Later today, President Trump will meet at his Mar-a-Lago resort with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea, a big issue, weeks before a possible meeting between the president and North Korea's leader.
Japan is saying, listen, stopping North Korea intercontinental ballistic missiles is great, but we have to also look at the short-range missiles, which could very easily strike Tokyo. That, too, will be a part of the conversation.
Fox's Kevin Cork in West Palm Beach, Florida. Texas deputy needed surgery this morning in Harris County, but is stable after he was shot.
Bond deputies arriving, they had a male come out of one of the houses with a rifle, began shooting.
Constable Mark Herman says deputies fired back, also wounding the gunman. Bill Cosby's sex assault retrial is about to resume in Pennsylvania. His accuser's mother will continue testifying. Jonna Constant claims Cosby admitted to her he drugged and molested her daughter, Andrea, and called himself a sick man. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a deer. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great. So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
A week after the FBI raids targeting President Trump's personal lawyer, no one has seen the documents seized yet.
A federal judge in New York denied requests from lawyers for Michael Cohen and President Trump and said a special master could be appointed to review material seized by the FBI. Judge Kimba Wood also did not give the green light to prosecutors to go through the material. Instead, the government is making copies of what it took so that Cohen's attorneys can look at what they believe to be privileged information. That process could take as long as 2 weeks. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
It was also revealed at the hearing one of Cohen's clients is Sean Hannity. The Fox TV host responded,
Michael Cohen never represented me in any legal matter. I never retained his services. I never received an invoice. I never paid Michael Cohen for legal fees.
Hannity says he had conversations seeking Cohen's input on legal issues, mostly concerning real estate. Facebook is under even more scrutiny.
A federal judge has ruled that Facebook is going to face a class action lawsuit that says the social media giant used a facial recognition process to promote tagging on photos, and they did it without user permission. Reuters is reporting the judge made the decision, saying it's the most efficient way to resolve the dispute over facial templates. Facebook is saying the case has no merit. All this comes as the company tries to deal with the Cambridge Analytica scandal, when the personal information of millions of users was harvested by the political consultant group. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It is tax deadline day, 2 days later than usual, giving you procrastinators even more time to file your returns or an extension. But if you file for one of those and you owe, the IRS expects you to pay now, or you could owe interest and have to pay a penalty. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging, suggesting big gains for the Dow at the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniselli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A judge has ruled the city of Mattoon violated the contract with firefighters last year, and with that, the Mattoon Fire Department will hire new firefighters. WCIA says the fire department is supposed to have 30 firefighters, but the department has 24 right now. The city says the lower number is because of financial trouble. The judge said it was a violation of the contract. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is staying behind bars. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Blagojevich's latest effort to shorten his prison sentence. He got 14 years for corruption charges, including soliciting bribes for an appointment to the Senate seat that President Obama gave up after being elected president. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help. They are looking for a man who threatened a Walmart security guard after he was stopped for concealing merchandise under his clothing. This happened the afternoon of April 6th at 2610 North Prospect Avenue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniselli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
All right, here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Back mainly sunny conditions with a high 51 expected, 38 with more clouds tonight, then a 30% chance of showers into tomorrow morning. High 59 expected, breezy, low 33 on Wednesday evening. Thursday up to 50, down to around 31 with partly cloudy conditions. Sunny on Friday with a high 56, and at this point, Saturday's got a high 58 with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 32, wind chill at 22, ESPN 93.5.
Now, book tour for Jim Comey continues.
Oh, brother. Have you seen any of those pages?
I can't really.
The grammar's bad? The spelling mistakes?
He lost me at orange hair, orange skin, and rings about his eyes that must have been goggles for tanning. That's so unnecessary. I mean, that I totally tuned out when you're doing that kind of stuff. I mean, that's just... We'll see how many books he sells, because the Democrats, some still pretty mad about the Hillary stuff, and the Republicans, of course, aren't buying that book. But he is getting a lot of airtime. It's like, wow, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News ace. U.S. slaps Russia with sanctions. Is that going to... What did we slap them with? What are they?
Well, they actually haven't happened. On Sunday... U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley did say that they would be coming on Monday. And then yesterday, that did not happen. It appears right now these sanctions are in a holding pattern. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was saying that on Air Force One, she was on the way down to Florida with the president, saying the president's been clear he has to be tough on Russia, but at the same time, he'd like to have a good relationship with him, and a decision will be made in the near future on these sanctions. So at the same time all this is going on, CBJ, these inspectors that were trying to get to the site, they arrived in Syria on Saturday, and they're with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. For whatever reason, they're not able to get into where this April 7th attack happened. It happened in a suburb of Damascus. They haven't been allowed in.
Uh-huh.
So that makes things a little more complicated.
Yeah, well, because if you're saying I didn't do it, which is what Syria is saying, I mean, then let them in. Let the investigators say, yeah, you're right, the rebels did this. Because you kind of need to know, but if you're not allowed to do the inspection and the investigation, I think it's very, very difficult. So I think that's tells you something there. So, okay, so now we might have had sanctions. Now there's no sanctions. It's on hold. Collusion! Collusion! Collusion!
The sanctions could still be coming. Oh, you're talking about...
It's Trump's in. Oh, yeah, well, Putin has something on Trump. I'm so sick of all that. Hey, by the way, I didn't know you were buddies with Rick Harrison. Come on, man.
No, I just met him.
No,
at CPAC.
your buddies with the red hair. And I didn't know you were. Rachel, I didn't know you were 30. My gosh.
What are you talking about, Willis?
You look like you're 30.
Yeah, it's
Come on, funny
when we checked out the picture. We're like.
I am not going to go there. But I tell you, I got the picture with Rick Harrison because I took my sons into the pawn shop in Vegas.
No kidding. That's so cool.
Yeah, and so I took it for them, and I texted it to my youngest son, who replied and said, no way. And I texted back and said, way.
Yeah. No, he's a pretty cool guy. I think he does an amazing job. What a good show that is. It's fun. It's a fun show, Pawn Stars. I do enjoy that.
Yeah, and it's always fun to, you know, meet folks and everything like that. But my kids get all up in arms about it. They get excited.
This is why you should follow at Sutherland Fox, my friends, because you might see Rick Harrison. And, it was a cool pick. Anyway, thank you, as always, for your reporting.
Thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you soon. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
She's probably thinking, look creepy. They're stalking me.
Well, you found it and showed me.
I know.
Where, was it on her?
Twitter feed.
Okay, so that's public.
At Sutherland Fox.
It's not creepy if she said it.
Right.
Okay.
So, we're tweaking things social media-wise. I got a little once-over from some of our interns yesterday, and I'm hoping to step things up a notch, but Diane underscore Ducey and Stevie J-A-Y-F-M is our Twitter handles at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to be about an eighth of Jeremy if I can get like 20 more people, so come on.
Jeremy has some serious followers.
He's like 16,000
or something. Just because he's got the content. It's awesome.
Why don't you go follow me on Twitter, even though I haven't put a tweet out in weeks. It's you know, never know when I'll think of some. Stevie J-A-Y-F-M.
Yes.
At Stevie J-F-M, and I'm like 20 away from 1900.
And see,
let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, that's a good goal. And they had suggested in the social media a little once over that I had yesterday that we have Stevie J Show on Twitter and on Facebook, so that
you'd have to keep feeding it.
I know, but I'm willing to take that on.
Because I'm not.
That's really where we need to be, and then we get the podcast and the YouTube channel and all that
all
together under Stevie J Show.
Yeah, digital, man. We got to be on that edge here. We are on the edge trying to figure out who's going to get the Blossom Basket Florist bouquet. That's coming up in 20 minutes. If you want to nominate somebody who could really need a, we got some wonderful nominations, including Jess who called in.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255 is the text and the call in number.
The one I didn't have a chance to read was regarding the wife who's working at the restaurant 6 days a week, only really sees her on Sunday. There's some hard-working brides out there really making it happen.
Yeah, and how about the guys thinking of the brides, too?
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Gentlemen, that's the way to do that. Good work.
And, you know, if you don't win, you can always take this step yourself. 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com.
Free is also very nice.
Exactly.
Okay, a week from today, I shall be broadcasting live from CMI. I needed a week to recover from being at the wonderful people at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford. I'm still getting comments about my work in sanitation and grease pit cleaning, grease trap cleaning. I thought I did a heck of a job, but had I stayed another hour, I would have been fired, I'm sure, because I was whipped. I don't think I could do 8 hours, man. I did 3.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Stevie, CMI is excited to be included in your working man promotion. You've already worked in some precarious spots, and we hope to make your life easier. That's what I'm talking about, Betsy.
Okay.
Easier as we show you what we do for our community business partners. You may need your gloves and muscles, as we plan on having you work with equipment that we sell to all different types of businesses to keep their facilities clean. Keep the gloves on as you will clean restrooms with industrial equipment. Okay. What part of the restroom? Clean floors with the Easy Mop and Rider Floor Scrubber. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like it makes it a snap.
Get all the hard-to-get spots to reach with their cordless backpack vacuum. Bring it! And clean windows 2 and 3 stories high. Oh, kind of scared of ladders.
Wow.
A little high. You'll see our sales team and full-service repair department in action and then get to put the equipment on to see the good use of our equipment. Stevie, you're the working man. Betsy and Brad Parks, CMI team. Betsy, I'm excited to join you a week from today broadcast the show live from 7 to 9 at CMI on Bloomington Road, and then I'll work for 3 hours. I should have said an hour, but I somehow said three. So I will be there, and reminds me of when it comes to some of the cleaning stuff, I'm kind of into that. It's weird, but I kind of like the backpack vacuum things and the super cleaning floor thing. And remember, I don't know if anybody ever saw the movie Arachnophobia. John Goodman was the pest control guy, and he had all his gear on. He had his goggles on. He said, let's party.
All
and he
right.
had to go get all the spiders.
I like it.
And I'm kind of fired up for the tools of the, really, the mops and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like that because it's cool to use the best. Just like a guy building something wants the best tools. If you have that, it makes the job easier. So the message is go look what they have and buy it.
Yeah.
All right,
and
CMIClean.com.
The end result is awesome because your place is clean.
I do not want to swab for bacteria in bathrooms. You will not like the number. CMIClean.com. 8:16, here we go, sports headlines.
Well, the Cub card game yesterday was postponed until July 21st. And we'll have a doubleheader scheduled there now. The temperature was around 30. 6 hours beforehand gave people heading to Wrigley plenty of time to adjust. Unlike that one game when I had our bus trip and it was like a half hour before.
And then they called them back.
I was like,
so bad. We'll never do another April bus trip, I'll tell you that, Missy.
And, you know, a lot of MLB, that Sunday, five games were canceled. So, yeah, why don't they just start later?
Start in, say, May?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they'd go to November and you had a problem on the other end.
You're right. Cubs and Cardinals today at 7, so make sure you're listening here on ESPN 93.5, your Cardinals affiliate, or US 105.9 to hear Ron Coomer and Pat Hughes. Root on the Cubs. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox yesterday, 8-1. We have Illinois in action against Valparaiso. That game in the 6 o'clock hour. So go Illini. Speaking of the Illini, Tatiana McFadden has won her 5th marathon title. She won 4 straight between 2013 and 2016. Had a clot issue and skipped last year, I believe. She talked about the doubles that she'd been pulling every day and in preparation and just really wanted to get back into things, and she did, obviously. 2 hours and 4 minutes and 39 seconds was the time.
Yep.
NFL with the Bears signing a free agent receiver, Bernie Fowler, from the Denver Broncos, who was there for 3 seasons. It's a 1-year contract. He's 26. And in NASCAR, Bristol had Kyle Busch getting the checkered flag. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
ESPN 93.5 has teamed up with Keller Williams Realtor for Red Day. Coming up May 10, all Keller Williams offices around the world will close and go out into their communities to renew, energize, and donate. Here in CU, Keller Williams is looking for 1 to 3 homes whose owners need our help. If you know someone whose home needs painting, landscape, maybe garage cleaned out, log on to ESPNCU.com. Nominate somebody today to have the CU Keller Williams teams come and help. Isn't that nice?
It is.
Very nice of Keller Williams to do that.
And I know that the Shred-a-Palooza is coming up on Saturday, and you can take up to 5 boxes. And
wow.
Since we're wrapping up the taxes, you might have been cleaning out and doing some spring cleaning.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
Define box.
Okay.
Really? Are you talking about a box or a box?
I guess it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's happening at the U of I Community Credit Union.
Don't forget to go to the U of I Meat Sales Room. Still register for our final pair of giveaway that we're doing for the Cub Cardinal Buster May 5. They are open today, 1 till 5:30. Tuesday, Thursday is 1 to 5:30. 8 to noon on Fridays. Great, great meat. And get some ribs. U of I Meat Sales Room right at Lincoln and Florida, just off Maryland in Urbana. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Plenty of sunshine with a high 51. We've got a low 38 expected tonight with more clouds. And a 30% chance of precipitation. Breezy, high near 60 tomorrow, down to around 33. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we get warmer and warmer as we get into the weekend with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 33. ESPN 93.5.
Final nominations for our bouquet of flowers from the Blossom Basket Floors. 3-5. 1-800-259-2255. Wish Diane Ducey a happy birthday. It's her birthday today.
How about that?
You can say happy birthday there as well. 359-2255. All right, how are your feet?
Right.
If your feet, or you know somebody who has a foot problem, which is, I'm sure you do, stand by. We'll answer some questions coming up next. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, home construction picked up last month. The government says residential housing starts rose 1.9% in March. More apartment buildings and other multifamily buildings were going up. Upbeat earnings could help drive stocks higher today. Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health Group all reported better than expected business. But Netflix reported a dramatically improved quarter. It signed up more than 7 million new subscribers around the world. It now has more than 125 million paid users. Netflix has deals to bundle its service with Comcast and Sky. Apple is launching a new subscription service within a year. Apple Insider says you'll find reports in the Apple News app. It recently purchased the online magazine subscription service Texture. The Dow was up 212 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 49. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independent. Owned and operated. All right, good to have a couple of very smart people in our studios. Dr. Andy Kleesner, Dr. Bill Pierce, both from Christie Clinic, podiatrists, guys that fix feet. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Stevie.
Good to have you both in here. You'll never be out of work. I read a stat that said 20% of this country has a foot problem every year. That'd be 60 million people. Bill, 60 million have a foot problem. You got to go to work.
Absolutely, we got to get out of here.
What is the most common problem that you see?
Most common problem we see is really plantar fasciitis or pain in the heel, followed closely by onychomycosis or infection of the toenails.
Okay.
I had plantar fasciitis for me.
You had that.
Yeah, and to me, it's more of an arch and into the heel. That tendon just isn't getting stretched out enough.
It's that, and I think the other key thing that we see is the tight calf muscle is really the culprit, and people just are not walking up and down hills or doing a lot more sitting. We're not getting that calf muscle stretched out enough.
National Foot Awareness Month, Andy, and again, tips for people when it comes to the nails. You see problems. How can I have good foot nail care stuff? Do I go get a pedicure? Do guys do that?
Guys can do that, okay. Yeah.
Does absolutely. That help as far as the health of my nails?
If you go to a place where generally you can expect that all their instruments are clean, you know.
Way to put that thought in my head. Oh,
there is fungus.
The only thing we worry about is, like, contamination of things spreading from one person to
the
next.
You don't have to tell me where to go, but plus, I asphyxiate from the smell of those places.
Yeah, we actually, in our office, we have someone that does that uses all sterile instrumentation.
Well, then why don't I go to Christie and get my nails, because that'll help me. Look better as I get older.
Maybe.
Because toes are they're just kind of ignored sometimes.
Right. Dr. Pierce's nails look fantastic.
Well,
so.
Yeah. In this case, the plumber's faucet isn't dripping.
Hey, absolutely.
All right, so that's critical. But again, every day we wear ourselves down. Is that because of the wear and tear? Am I taller at 7 a.m. than I am at 8 p.m.? Do I wear down a little bit by a 16th of an inch?
Yeah, you do in that. But I think the key thing is that we take our feet, just put them in shoes and go, and we expect them to take all kinds of abuse, and we really just don't take care of it. Take a look at our profession. Podiatry started out when Abraham Lincoln was president. He had his own personal chiropodist because Abraham Lincoln said, when my feet hurt, I can't think. And so that foot problem has been around for a long time, and it's just taking care of the foot.
Andy, what about shoes? I don't think twice about shoes, but how critical is that?
It is very critical, especially what you do for a living has an impact on the type of shoe that you need. The type of foot you have has an impact on the type of shoe that you need. One of the big things we just want to kind of get out to people is that when you have foot problems and it's really affecting you, there are things that usually can be done to help you. So I know that a lot of people, they're prevented from doing things because their feet hurt. They don't want to get up and do a lot because of that. So shoe wear, insoles for your shoes, stretching exercise, there's a lot of things that can be done to help people. And so that's kind of why we want to educate them today.
Okay, so if I go and stand on that machine that says what kind of insert I want, isn't that kind of the... Is that okay? I mean, I should come to the doctor for stuff like inserts, right? I mean, because how reliable are the machines at Walmart that tell me Dr. Scholl says I should have this? Or have they gotten better?
Well, I think they've gotten better, and everybody's into health care, consumer care, taking care of things themselves. And I think it's when those things aren't working, it's time to get in and see us. Especially we have an epidemic, as you were talking about, with diabetes and that. And for that diabetic foot, when they can't feel, they got to get in and see us. We have a policy in our office that if you're a diabetic and you don't think you think something's going on with that foot, get in and see us and let us take a look at it.
It's Dr. Bill Pierce. It's Dr. Andy Kleesner. You say stay hydrated, wash your feet daily. Wash your feet daily is a big one, I would think.
Yeah, just wash your feet and look at them every day. A lot of times, since it's kind of far away from everything else, you could have something going on if you're not, keeping an eye on it. So
clip your nails straight across on the feet.
Yeah, trim them straight across and round them off a little bit in the edges so there's nothing sharp down there.
You know what's sad? And I'm going to just full reveal here. I can't see it as well. I got to get down and get my glasses. It hurts me.
As you get older, it's harder to get that up there. Sometimes using a mirror down there will help.
Oh, man.
Come on, Stevie.
I know it. But I tell you, it probably is, as far as your body, we think about a lot of body parts. I don't know where the foot goes in that priority, but it's everything because it's keeping you up.
Low priority until you have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and a lot of people in the marathon mode right now, and they're doing more than they usually do. For me, festivals and fairs, and I'm working the mic and walking a long distance, and I know that I need to have a proper shoe and some kind of insoles, just like you suggested. That's a good tip.
Absolutely. Okay, birthday girl, by the way, Diane.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Thank you.
Finally, with Dr. Kleesner and Dr. Pierce from Christie Clinic, how are people running barefoot out there? Is that a fad?
Right.
It is a fad, but, to some extent, there's some debate on, originally before there were shoes, people ran barefoot.
We used to have log cabins.
We did.
We used to have outhouses, right?
No asphalt.
All I say is this, there's people can do research on it, but there's some perceived benefits of it. But obviously, like anything else, moderation is the key, and it's not going to be the cure-all for everything.
If you grew up in Africa and ran without shoes all your life, I can see that.
Right.
But around here, I'm seeing people that are professors at U of I taking their shoes off and running, going, yo, dude, you haven't done that enough. That can't be good.
Conditioning.
It can't be good.
I mean, they must have really thick calluses on the bottom of their feet to be able to endure that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
They could do it. Just the shock absorption.
Yeah.
Look at what kind of surface are you running on.
Uh-huh.
Conditioning.
National Foot Awareness Month. How do we find you gentlemen? Where do we go to Christie Clinic? Just call podiatry?
You can. Our office number is 366-5418, or you can go into our website, ChristieClinic.com, and we're under the Department of Foot and Ankle Surgery.
And never, ever forget to put sunblock on your feet. That can hurt.
Absolutely.
That skin is so sensitive on top of your foot.
Perpendicular to the sun.
How many bones down there, guys? Any approximation? There's like hundreds, aren't there?
No, just 26 in a foot, so.
Okay. Well, it sounds like hundreds to me.
26 that are intricately related.
Well, every time you got to have all 26, right?
Yes.
If one of them is going down, it hurts you.
Right.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You very much. Happy birthday again, Diana.
Thank you.
Dr. Bill Pierce.
Enlightening.
Dr. Bill Pierce, Dr. Andy Kleesner, Christy Clinic. Get hold of Christy Clinic and the podiatry division, and they'll be happy to see you and your hush puppies.
366-5418.
829 ESPN 93.5. The award to our winner for the Blossom Basket Florist is coming up next.
Brake squeaking? See your Car X man. Whether it's a squeak, grind, or they just don't feel right, Car X Tire and Auto is your Champaign and Danville brake expert. Right now at Car X, get a free brake inspection, then get $50 off per axle on any brake work necessary. Quality parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. Car X is the best in brakes. That's right, $50 off per axle on any brake service. To find one of our five area locations, visit CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the Car X man.
It's all about craft beer and craft pizza. The new Raptors Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Their menu features fresh salads, savory appetizers like chili nachos or beer battered cheese curds, piping hot grinders, and classic and craft pizzas. Raptors also features an all-you-can-eat pizza lunch buffet, including salad and drink Monday through Friday. Hungry yet? Check out their craft beer and pizza at draftanddough.com. Raptors, 1906 Bradley Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets he's looking forward to meeting with Prime Minister Abe of Japan today. They'll be at the president's resort in Florida. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said on the flight down,
it's going to be centered primarily on preparation for talks with North Korea, as well as a lot of trade discussion.
Prime Minister Abe will be with the president today and tomorrow. Syrian State TV reports international inspectors have now entered the town where civilians are alleged to have been attacked by chemical weapons.
Russian and Syrian forces have had control of that town of Douma really since last Thursday. So they're giving the skeptics a lot to work with in terms of the ability of the Russians or the Syrians to clean up the site. They have been claiming all along that the chemical attack wasn't real, and they later went on to say it was staged by that first responder group called the White Helmets.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Jerusalem. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old woman from Mahomet is dead after a single vehicle crash in Hensley Township. This was at about 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Heather Clark was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are still investigating what happened. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help. They are looking for a man who threatened a Walmart security guard after he was stopped for concealing merchandise under his clothing. This happened the afternoon of April 6th at 2610 North Prospect Avenue. If you've not filed your income taxes yet, today is it. You can file an extension, but remember, even if you do that, that is just an extension to file. If you owe money, that payment still has to go out today. There are penalties for not filing on time. If you don't have the cash to pay the IRS, you can apply for a payment plan. A lot of restaurants are offering deals and freebies for this tax day, so you can take advantage of that. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Well, once a month, we give away a bouquet of flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist from Ron Bailey, the owner. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. I'm blessed today. Thank you.
Well, you bless our community because this is such a nice gesture. The Blossom Basket sends flowers on the behalf of somebody. Why do you do it, Ron?
Well, we're a Christian business, Stevie, and any way we can sow the love of Jesus to the community, that's what our goal is.
Well, great, Ron, because you're doing it. Let's go to our person we selected. Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve.
Ben Falk is one of many that thought of their wives on Diane Ducey's birthday today. Ben, tell me about your wife.
Well, she is an accountant, and today is tax day, and basically my daughter and I have not seen her in a couple of months here, other than her being the Uber driver for my daughter.
Wow.
But she's a great woman, and she's worked really hard, and I'm very proud of her, and she really deserves it.
How about that love for his wife, Ron?
Oh, that's tremendous, and you know, there's no better way to show it than with giving her flowers. And probably she sees the light at the end of the tunnel today, so that's great.
That's it. And she was one person that said, the 17th? No way! It's two more days!
Yeah, no kidding.
Listen, Ben, good of you. Ron, thank you. We'll get this all set up. We'll send Wendy a beautiful bouquet. Ben, let me know what her reaction is on such a stressful day, would you?
I will most certainly do that. Thank you, Steve.
And Ron, thanks for sharing the love of Jesus and brightening people's day, my friend. You're the man.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you. That's Ron Bailey. That's Ben. And there you go, folks. We give him away every single month because it's a nice thing to do. And he says, I'm a Christian business. Want to share the love of Jesus. Well, he just did it. And I'm sure the folks will be very happy. And Wendy, who works so hard, will be very, very much appreciative, I'm sure, of those. All right, it's ESPN 93.5. A quick check of the forecast from the National Weather Service. I told you yesterday was it. It is the coldest day yesterday till this coming November. That's
exactly
my prediction. It was wasn't it 27 degrees or something? All right, so I predict, Stevie J predicts November is the next time we'll see 20.
I like that.
Not October, November.
Up to 51 with the sunshine today, down to 38. A 30% chance of showers and breezy tomorrow, high near 60, down to 33. Only up to 50 on Thursday, but 56 Friday with sunshine, partly cloudy and a high 58 on Saturday. They're saying on April 27th, Friday, it'll be 72.
Let's go.
33 now on ESPN, 93.5.
All right, new study finds that it is becoming more difficult for employees to find homes closer to their work. The study by Trulia finds that the cost of living in larger areas is especially hard on first responders and restaurant industry workers and teachers. As home costs continue to rise across the nation, many are being shut out of home ownership. Real estate expert Matt Hilton. You don't own the Hiltons, do you, Matt?
No, Stevie, I don't. Not that I know of, anyway.
Well, maybe you'll get a letter from some attorney that tells you the good news someday. You never know. All right, Matt Hilton, what's the story in Champaign-Urbana? We're a smaller community, a couple of 100,000 in the area. I don't think we have quite the problem of, say, an urban area for sure. What are you seeing in the Dallas area?
Well, speaking in the Dallas area, for sure, we're having a housing shortage, if you will, on inventory, available homes on the market for buyers to look at and purchase. And we're also seeing, as you know, the article that you referred to, we're seeing that affordable housing is also in a crisis situation, if you will. First-time home buyers and those employees that are hourly wage earners or teachers or some of our emergency personnel, they're having a very hard time finding housing.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the sweet spot for first-time home buyers? 150 to 250 in that range?
Yes, sir. Okay. That would be it.
So if I had a $189,000 house, it's going to be on the market for a day.
If it even makes a day.
Wow.
We're seeing here, and from what I've seen online, too, because I did a little bit of research about Champaign and some places up there in Illinois, y'all are having a similar situation. Hmm. There was an article just printed in February that the title is Thousands Waiting for Affordable Housing in Champaign County.
Wow.
So it is relevant there where you are as well.
So if you are in that situation, the sweet spot, you want to cash out or move up a little bit, it'd be the time, huh?
Yeah, it would be the time because I don't foresee that the housing market is going to decline any in the near future.
Yeah.
My prediction is 3 to 5 years from now, so if housing is only going to increase between now and then,
yeah,
it's best to do something now.
And as far as money, isn't that kind of the holdback? People don't have cash, and 10% I know can get it done. Always better to try and get 20, correct?
Yes, sir. It is best to get 20 if possible, especially if you're going FHA,
yeah,
so that you can avoid that TMI.
All right, Matt Hilton, how do people find you down in Dallas?
Well, the best way to find me is via email or cell phone. They can text me at 214-632-1020, or they can email me at matt@openingdoors.com.
You sound like a good realtor, Matt. Thanks for your time, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Stevie.
You betcha. 839, Matt Hilton is his name. Yeah, I know around Champaign-Urbana, if you have a $150,000 home and, you know, you vacuum and make sure it's not in disrepair. I mean, you'll sell that thing so fast. There's no doubt. Well, we always like talking to Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Elvis, are you there? Oh, first day. Elvis, are you there?
Elvis.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How are you?
Fine, doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. This is our Elvis impersonator. You're pretty good at this, man.
I try, you know.
And people don't realize that that's your real hair. I mean, it's amazing. He doesn't put a wig on. That's his real
hair. And the sideburns.
Elvis Paul, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, so you're doing a St. Jude benefit. Is that right?
Yes. All my shows that I do, the proceeds go to St. Jude. I don't keep any of the money because I do it for the children, you know.
Well, it's great of you to do that. I mean, what is your passion? Why St. Jude? Where's the why here, Elvis?
Well, you know, it's they take care of those children down there. They don't charge them anything, and they don't charge their parents anything. And I think it's a great thing that they do. I mean, where can you go and get anything today free? You know, I mean, it's just really rare, you know. So,
well, it's good of you to do it. When are you performing?
I will do Friday night, the 20th of this month, which will be Friday night from 7 to 9 at the Banner Civic Center.
All right. And people pay what at the door?
$8. They pay at the door, uh-huh.
And everything goes to St. Jude's?
Yes, sir. Everything goes to St. Jude. I don't keep any of the money at all.
Unbelievable. What a guy. Mm-hmm. And so what's your favorite Elvis song?
You know, there's so many, it's hard to pick, you know. I would probably, If I Can Dream, which was a beautiful song, you know.
Yeah.
And The Ghetto was another one. They really good songs.
Well, and Elvis Presley, I mean, wow. Some people still think he's working at the Burger King in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I understand that, you know. You know, I do this to keep his memory alive and then I do it to make people happy, and then I do it, like I say, for St. Jude, you know.
I love hearing Elvis's songs. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And how about Graceland? You know much about that?
Yeah, I've been down there a few times. Yeah, it's a pretty nice place, you know.
How do they find you on Facebook?
On Facebook, it's you go to.
I think it's CU Elvis.
Is it CU Elvis?
It's www.facebook.com/CU Elvis1.
And aren't you on YouTube somewhere?
Yes, uh-huh.
Where,
yes,
how do I find you on YouTube?
On YouTube, I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I mean, yes. Elvis CU, or I wonder what it is.
Yeah.
Well,
see you, Elvis One, though, on Facebook. And I know you have some
Elvis
videos.
See you. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you, Elvis One. Uh-huh.
See you. Oh, I got it. See you, Elvis One. Hold on. Elvis One. See you, Elvis One. Let's see what. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, people can search you on anything Elvis Presley. I'm all in on that. Hey, buddy, good job.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for helping the kids. Urbana Civic Center, Friday. What's the time again?
From 7 to 9.
Awesome. We're going to hear some great Elvis Presley from you, my friend. And people,
yes,
it's $8 to get in, but they can give a 20 if they want.
Right? Well, they can do whatever they want.
Heck yeah. All right, my friend. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's an Elvis impersonator. Elvis Paul? Okay, great. Wonderful.
Paul Gulliford is his real name.
All right, Paul Gulliford, Elvis, here around Champaign-Urbana, helping the kids.
Exactly.
Love it.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera and
inspections and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Because police have been absolutely ridiculously treated over the last several years, we wanted to honor our law enforcement, the people that go out there and keep us safe, to serve and protect all the wonderful things that they do. So every month, we honor somebody. And today, it's Corey Christensen. He's county, man. He's our law enforcement official of the month on ESPN 93.5, most recently deputy of the year, and one of our canine handlers. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You used to do radio?
In college. Well, I tried to do it, yeah.
He's got a nice voice, yeah. Don't forget this whole law enforcement thing, man.
I did, yep. Started Monticello after I graduated from SIU Carbondale, go Salukis. So I worked there for about 2 years and transferred here to the sheriff's office. So I've been in the sheriff's office about 2 years now.
Okay, so, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are Law Enforcement Official Month, Corey Christensen, Champaign County Deputy, Deputy of the Year, one of the canine handlers, and our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbors is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you'll want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbors offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy three or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches in stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, I'm going
to
play a little bit of audio from Paul Gulliford, who's the Elvis impersonator, raising money for St. Jude's Friday Night Civic Center, Urbana Civic Center, 7 to 9. Good guy, and he sounds good. Don't play a little of that coming up. Let's check sports.
Cubs will host the Cardinals today at 7. The weather's looking better. Yesterday with some white stuff, temperatures around 30. They called the game 6 hours ahead and decided they'll make it a doubleheader on July 21st. Today, just after 7, you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Oh, yeah. Cardinals on ESPN 93.5. And we had the Oakland A's beating the Chicago White Sox yesterday. 8-1 was the final. Illinois taking on Valpo. That game in the 6 o'clock hour on Illinois Field. In NASCAR Bristol, Kyle Busch ended up passing Larson, and who led most of the way. So it finally got a winner. There was rain delays there. NFL signed a free agent receiver. Benny Fowler will be a Bear after 3 seasons as a Denver Bronco. Boston Marathon women's wheelchair winner for the 5th time, our own Tatiana McFadden.
That's sports, ESPN 93.5. What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz is coming in a spectacular new live stage show. Travel down the Yellow Brick Road in this amazing production based on the classic 1939 MGM film. Bring the entire family to experience this beloved American classic live on stage. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com or call 1-866-ILINI-1, part of the State Farm Center in Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
It's a Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw off the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. Here we go. Lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J, ESPN 93.5. Along with Spherion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be testing my skills on the job at Tapman's Towing, Mobile Meter in Champaign Public Works, and Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series, getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
I did Gulliford last week. I was cleaning porta potties. Illinois portable toilets.
Uh-huh.
Pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, it looked good on Facebook.
Well,
so people still want to check that out. That's totally fine.
Yeah. You can go to Facebook and what? Type in, I don't know.
ESPNCU?
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like 550 people that have sat through that me splashing water on a porta potty. I could actually, with guidance, clean that. I really didn't like getting in there with the brush and all the soap, but because it was icky. But as far as vacuuming, as long as David was with me, put that pipe down there and suck it all up.
Well, and Michelle giving the tour of the VIP, that's a nice
little bathroom you can rent for a wedding or something.
Right.
Really
nice.
And
they have heat and cooling and air conditioning. Sometimes it's a cool place to hang out if you're at a festival or somewhere where it's hot.
Yeah, well, come on out. No, it's cold in here. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Paul Gulliford, CU Elvis 1. Come on. Come on. It's Elvis, man. Come on, Viva. Come on, Viva.
I like it.
Feed me, Viva. Hit it. Hit it. Civic Center Friday night,
starting
7 to 9.
At 7. Yeah, admission $8.
All the money goes to the kids, so give more than 8. Do a 10 or a 20 for crying out loud.
Children's Research Hospital.
There you go. Okay, Diane Ducey, I hope you had a good birthday morning.
Hey, I did. Thank you for having Doug Wilson call in as the mystery voice. That was great.
But we called this a one and done, so you don't have to do one for me next year. And I don't have to call Sting.
It is kind of uncomfortable.
Well,
it's a daunting task.
I never heard Mike Ditka sing, so I was thrown completely off track. But that was nice.
And we have no idea.
Yeah, but you knew Doug. You knew Doug Wilson from Trading Spaces.
Yes.
A new TLC revamp, and that thing rated crazy. Best ratings it had in 8 years on Saturday Night of TLC was Broadlands native Unity High School graduate Doug Wilson.
That's right.
And you can catch that show on the weekends and also taped all of them if you want. But it's kind of fun to see what happens.
And
sometimes if people don't like the changes, it rarely.
I know.
But it does happen.
It does.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah. And one that I saw recently was, wow, that's a lot of color. And
that's code for no!
Exactly.
Because they know the cameras are rolling.
Right.
So they got to try and be nice and act excited. All right, it's Jeremy Warner program coming up. Jeremy's off this week, but Pipes in. Derek Piper and Austin Berkland will cover all the sports, all the latest. Cubs and Cardinals tonight. We've got it on both stations. Your Cub outlet is US 105.9. Cardinals, of course, right here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs-Cardinals, first match of the year, first game of the year. Will Anthony Rizzo return in the cold? And listen, I think they'll get it in, but today and tomorrow, it's like 37. So it's better, but it's not very good.
Right.
I don't know. If I'm Joe Maddon, if I'm Mike Matheny, could we just doubleheader it later in the year?
They've done some renovations at Wrigley, so they do have better heat, especially in the dugout.
Yeah, but I know the guys might be a little more, but it's still plain ball.
I mean,
ball and the bat and 99 miles an hour would hurt in this weather.
I've heard Joe Maddon talk about the five layers.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day.
We're glad for your being born. Thank you. To the Ducey's for having Diane.
That's so nice.
Your dad's name was
Gene
and Betty.
Uh-huh.
Gene and Betty. Well done. Thank you, Diane.
Exactly.
Diane Ducey, her birthday today. I'm Stevie J. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. ESPN 93.5 on this sun-kissed day. At least it's better. It's getting better. It's going to be better. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner Show is next. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.